Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 24th of July and as ever, ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Want evidence that we're in a fast-moving, dramatically, demonstrably different world? Well, we've now got a female Doctor Who. And England's teams are winning. Well, that's well done to the England women's cricket team and also the football team who won yesterday. Another great victory. So how do you actually keep up with this fast-moving world? Well, here are three things to consider, particularly when it comes to your customers. The first one is the rise of mobile technology. It transformed the world in many ways, and particularly in the way that we use email. Mobile email opens have actually doubled over the past 5 years, and more than half of emails are now opened on mobile devices. That's according to a new report that suggests that 55% of email was opened on email devices, up from 29% in 2012. And actually, webmail and people doing it on a laptop has dropped in quite significantly. Laptops now own, or desktops, whatever you want to call them, only 16%, down from 34% in 2012. And I guess really what this is sort of saying is, what does this mean for the way that you communicate and engage with your customers? Do you know? Have you actually adapted your techniques to make that work? And when we actually start looking at this, in terms of how we interact on a day-to-day basis, quite interesting too. Imagine this, you're walking down your supermarket, as you get to the cash out, when you're actually doing things, the adverts that appear when you're cashing out are actually personalised to you. It's something Coca-Cola are working on. They're using a thing called end caps, where having looked at how you shop, how you purchase online and offline, they're actually developing this whole idea of personalising the customer experience. So the adverts you actually get are focused particularly on you. And this is this whole idea, again, I'm not saying you could do this definitely in your business, but this whole idea about personalising the customer experience, understanding how and why your customers shop and buy from you, what's important to them, how can you give them what they want in the format they want it, and how do you actually do this to find out what they want, how do you respond? And the third thing is, here's a company who has actually responded to this, and it's McDonald's. Yes, they've launched a trial of home delivery as it comes under increasing pressure from other food delivery services. Through Uber Eats now, across 22 locations in the area, in the country, you can actually have your food delivered to you, having used the app, the Uber Eats app, that actually come to you straight to your house. So what is a great example, again, of maybe a traditional ongoing business that actually adapted to customer needs and responded. What do you do to respond to what your customers want, and can it create opportunities for you? Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.